Kristen Smyers teaches third grade at Lamar Consolidated School District, 30 minutes away from her home in Katy. I run into her at the state capitol with her family. Smyers admits she doesn't completely understand how the state funds local school districts, but she's willing to learn.
Let's talk a little bit about what you know about school finance. What is WADA?
I don't know.
WADA, or the Weight Average Daily Attendance, is the formula the state uses to determine how much it costs school districts to educate the average student, which is about $10,000 a student. But that may be a bit simplistic. David Hinojosa is the National Director of Policy for the Intercultural Development Research Association, or IDRA, a nonprofit whose mission is education equality. Hinojosa says the state also uses the formula to determine the cost to educate students who may come with challenges.
Because students' characteristics differ, so some students are low income and might require additional resources in order to reach those students. And so what the state says is, okay, well, we're not just going to pay you per student or per student in average daily attendance. We want to pay you to reflect the characteristics of the student.
Hinojosa says the problem is the state's current formula or weights for determining the district's cost hasn't been updated.
Those weights were established in 1984. So we've lived with those weights for all these years. The standards obviously have gone up, you know, not just for the individual students, but also for school districts.
So that's the basic explanation of how the state determines how to fund each individual school district based on students' needs. But those state funds are only one piece of the overall funding pie. Back at the state capitol, I asked Smyers if she's aware about the different funding sources that make up districts' overall budget beyond just state funding.
I do know that we pay school taxes, and my assumption is that it goes to the district and they allocate the funds how they see necessary.
San Antonio State Rep. Diego Bernal is the vice chair of the House Committee on Public Education and says currently the state assumes part of the cost to educate a student. The federal government chips in a small percentage, but the rest is made up from local property taxes, and that amount is steadily rising.
In 2006, the share of state dollars in the school finance system was 50%. Today, it's about 36%. So the state has divested public dollars into school finance. And what's happened then is that the local district has had to raise your property taxes to make up the difference that the state's not providing.
One of the bills scheduled for debate on the House floor is a bill by Richmond Republican John Zerwas. It would provide school districts with more state funding per student and could slightly reduce districts' local property tax rates. Just north of the state capitol in the Round Rock School District, teacher Stephanie Stobey gets her classroom ready for the first day of school. Stobey hopes that rather than just throwing money at the problem, lawmakers will take a hard look at what needs to be fixed.
It's kind of an arbitrary number because it's not actually based on the academic standards. It's just divided up. Say we're going to spend $2 billion on education. We're going to divide that by 5.4 million students, and there's our magic number.
State Representative Bernal agrees with Stobey to a point. Bernal says while dumping more state money into the system may not create a permanent fix, it does provide some breathing room for financially struggling school districts considering closing their doors.
Right? Everybody says, oh, you can't throw money at the problem. Well, show me when we've tried that. Show me when we've funded education in an adequate way. But you couldn't point to a moment where we overinvested in public ed and decided it didn't work.
House Speaker Joe Strauss, a San Antonio Republican, has set aside an entire day for House lawmakers to discuss various aspects of the school finance debate. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.